There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Aloha.
Aloha. We are on day two of our Pick Your Prize contest.
That's right.
Through next Friday, we are giving away $100 on each of our daytime shows, four times a day on weekdays. And then the $100 winners are entered into the grand prize, which ends on the 31st, but the drawing will be on the following Monday in April. And how do you register for the $10,000 grand Pick Your Prize? You download the MyTalk app, or if you already have the app, you do have to re-register for the Pick Your Prize. And you go from there, and every day we're drawing somebody. And I know some people who enter every day.
Yes, you
which
can do
you
that.
Can if you want.
Really?
But once you're entered, you're entered. But the prizes are substantial, and you can go to MyTalk1071.com to find out what the different prizes are. But the one that sticks out to me right now, Lori, is Cub Foods $10,000.
Oh,
heck yeah!
MG,
wouldn't that be kind of something? Something?
Yeah, it would.
Or if you need landscaping, or if you need a new bath, or if you need new outdoor riding vehicles, you know, for lawns and snows, which a lot of people do. It's all there.
Yeah,
so it's pretty exciting. Okay, so what is happening on Kua Kua Pua Pua?
Julia, it's Puaco.
Puaco. How do you spell it? I literally was looking it up today.
Okay, Puako, and it's pronounced Puaco.
Puaco.
On the Big Island of Hawaii, and yes. I am recruiting.
You're recruiting
here.
Listeners?
Yes, I am.
Heck okay, yeah. How's it going? Do we need to give a shout out to
pretty
TV?
Good when
anybody?
I told them. Yeah, I've recruited at least three people. Cindy, Pam, and I forget the other lady's name.
Was Pam the
lady? Sally from Honolulu.
Sally! Oh,
is Sally from Honolulu the one that gave you the hairdresser inside Lake?
No, that's Pam.
Okay.
That's Pam.
I knew one of them. I knew one of them had to do with it. So we're watching your videos today, Lori.
Oh, gosh.
Just laughing.
Julia, I'm very disappointed. My Instagram, it only posted like 20 seconds of a 55-second video, which got funnier as it went along. I'm flummoxed sometimes. I think maybe you can't Instagram from the beach. I don't know, but I put it on Facebook and Twitter. And yes, I've discovered I'm an international hula dancer.
Oh, is that what we know now? Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Well, I also made another discovery, Julia.
Okay.
It's really a relationship tip. Because I really had been giving Lady Exercise a lot of crap for, you know, she just was always only worried about her hair. But Lady Sexercise has been happening.
Oh, and, how's that going?
Well, good. You know, it's fun. It's relaxed vacation sex, even if one is working.
Right.
But
is that what we're calling it?
I've come to a realization as a woman who's been married three times, had multiple wonderful and bad love affairs, and now is married to the man I'm crazy about for 23, almost 24 years.
I can't even believe it.
I know it, but Julia, here's the tip. So, and I'm speaking strictly in a woman-to-a-man relationship.
Okay.
But one of the things that vexes, and you and I have made the eternal old lady promise, that we will pluck each other's chin hairs,
everything.
Mole hair. I'll never forget the time I came back from a grandma's marathon. I was like 28 years old, and I'd had a brown hair coming out of a mole on the side of my cheek all weekend long. And I mean, it was big. Okay. Luckily, beer goggles were on. And so I didn't know. So you can get these hairs at any time. Men get them too.
Yes, they
their
do.
Ears.
Their nose.
The top of their ears.
The top of their nose.
Tip of the nose. Oh, yeah.
Their eyebrows.
Oh, yes.
And so about 2 months ago, I noticed Casey had like a horned eyebrow that was one hard, white, wiry hair. And he's got His whole hair is like steel gray, but his eyebrows are black like Scorsese.
Okay.
And so this winter, I tried to, you know, because I do trim his eyebrows.
Of course.
I'm very good at it. I love getting my little eyebrow scissor and but he wouldn't let me tweeze this hair. Okay.
Okay.
No, cut it. You're not supposed to pull it out. I'm like, oh, yes, you are. You pull out the horned gray hairs. Okay. So I knew after 2 weeks in Hawaii, he's eating out of the coconut of my hand.
You've got him just where you want him, in the love canal. Okay. Yes.
That's right. And so we snuggled for a minute, and then I jumped up and I'd had my tweezers placed in a place I could find them.
You're so funny.
And I said, Lovey, let me just do this one thing, and I promise it'll just hurt for a teeny second. And he goes, what are you going to do? Are you going after that eyebrow? Just trim it. And I said, darling, if you love me, you'll let me do this. So he grimaced, and I yanked it out, and I showed him. But this is man management.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is for free.
Yeah, this people. Is free tip.
But the thing about that, see, now I am not so sure I would have maybe trimmed it. Why did you plug it?
The great debate.
Julia, it was hard and sticking straight out. It wouldn't even lay flat.
It wasn't tame. Okay.
No. Okay.
Okay. And
every time I saw him in profile in the sun, that thing was tormenting me.
I believe it. Oh, the sun is dangerous if you have any sort of whiskery things.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The sun is brutal.
This is why a lot of women keep a tweezer in their car.
Mm-hmm. So you do your tweezing in the mirror in your car. Unless you can't see anymore.
But guys are real touchy about that.
Yep.
So they got to be in the right frame. And I have found the grooming comes after the sexy time, and
you get away with a lot more.
They're vulnerable.
Right. There you go, Grant. You're right.
I like it.
You're right. Hey, Lori.
Yeah, and you're relaxed.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, you're much more
the oxytocin. I mean, men are such babies.
We are.
One plucked hair.
Oh.
They've never gone through the good old bikini waxing.
Oh,
brutal back
you
in the
never
day.
Never would.
Never.
No, brutal.
No.
Okay, I have to give a shout out to something that we have been paying attention to, and this is for our community, and it's the SOS Save Our Street, the citizen group, Saving Summit Avenue. There is an informative meeting tonight that's going to be at the University of St. Thomas at the O'Shaughnessy Education Center. And if you want to go to savesummitavenue.org, there's more information, but basically once, you know, there's a group of people that want to put through this big regional biking trail, and there's a group of a lot more people who want to save the trees and save the beauty of Summit Avenue. They're going to answer your questions tonight. It's an informational forum, and but we all know once the trees are gone and the avenue's been rearranged, there's no going back. So we want to make sure the citizens are all informed, and again, it's savesummitavenue.org for more information. That is happening tonight at 6:30 to 8 at St. Thomas O'Shaughnessy Education Center. And if you need more information, you know, this still has to go before the city council and other things, but it's a great way to bring yourself. Yes, Lori's raising her hand. Yes, 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 the woman in the front row.
Yes. The other thing that I wanted to say, because one of my neighbors is very involved in Summit Avenue. The thing that everyone's worried about, and there's going to be these breakout groups tonight to answer all these things, but the thing that the city is going to use as the reason to push for this plan, even though they have their own experts that said you could do so much better by not disrupting the whole thing, they're going to use the fact that the 100-year-old sewer system under Summit Avenue needs to be replaced, and they've been putting off, but that will be the excuse given.
Yes.
Oh, well, we got to do the sewers, so we might as well do the whole thing. I just hate that that's what I feel like is going to happen.
Okay, well, your neighbor's going to be there informing people that that's not the truth.
Yes.
There are other ways to do it. Okay,
Thank
we've
you.
got we've got some personal. It's just a shame, but that's, we just want to give out the information. So that's happening tonight.
Once it's gone forever.
You know that, mm-hmm. Grant. Uh-huh. Think of your golf course.
Over 1,000 trees.
That was the slogan. That was the slogan. Uh-huh. That, and everybody, and there are listeners that were part of it, but that was. That was the sign in Long Lake for Lakeview Golf Course. Once it's gone forever.
It is.
I understand it. I've been through this myself.
Yeah, so. You have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, so you are listening to MyTalk1071.com or streaming daily, or you can listen to us on our app wherever you are. And I just want to know, today at 5 o'clock, a little after 5, we're going to announce our Choose Your Prize winner. Today is going to win $100. But again, download the app if you don't already have it and sign up for the Pick Your Prize, because it's an opportunity to win a lot of something.
Yeah, it is.
All right, gang, it's Julia and Lori here for First Equity Mortgage. And, you know, I hear some other ads for mortgages and things like that around, but working with First Equity, nothing is ever a puzzle that they have to fit together for you. What they do is they have solutions. Nothing needs to be solved. When you're working with First Equity, it is always easy. Things always work out. You feel like you've got such a champion on your side, and a friend in your corner who's going to help you get exactly what you need. And we see this all the time on the feedback from First Equity Mortgage clients, all of you, because we get your testimonials all the time. And David and his team, they know how to make it happen for you. They know everything that's going on. It's calm, it's smooth, it's an easy process. And real estate agents love working with First Equity. Work with our team, First Equity. Call them today or My Talk keyword David. Happy almost, is today hump day or is it just Tuesday?
That's just Tuesday.
Tuesday, darling.
Honest to be, March feels like it's been a while. Okay, so the darling Florence Pugh and Zach Braff and Molly Shannon and the rest of the crew from a new movie that's coming out this weekend called A Good Person did the red carpet last night, and she was on with Jimmy Fallon promoting this movie that was written for her, basically, by her ex-boyfriend, Zach, what's his last name, Braff?
Zach Braff.
Braff, and directed by him.
Yeah, he's, if you know Scrubs, he was yes. one of the main guys in Scrubs.
Yes. And
they seem to be having a very good uncoupling.
Yes, they really do.
And he said...
He had dinner with her family, including her grandmother, on Saturday night. So even though her fans hated that she dated him because he was like 44 to her 22 or whatever, but she stood by her guy, you know, she liked him, but till she didn't like him. But this is kind of becoming a thing. Her plus one on the red carpet has been her grandma.
Yes.
So here's Florence telling Fallon about that.
In the show, though, it's Granny.
It's Granzo Pat.
Granny Pat, I'm in love with.
Everyone is. Everyone treats her like a princess, and she's like, I'm here.
But here's a picture of you and Granny on the red
carpet.
No. Look, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
How is she loving her newfound fame?
You know what? She actually got her first gifting.
First what?
Gifting. Like, she's now so famous that people are gifting her things.
Oh, funny.
And I went to Ireland, and someone came and gave her a gift, and when she received it, months later, she goes, you must give me the address of that person. And I was like, which person are you talking about? And she goes, the person that gave me that beautiful handbag, I need to write her a thank you note.
See, that's exactly like, right.
Granny, I have no clue who that is.
Yeah. No one even does that. Good for Granny. I love her.
I know, but she's going to wear it at some point and show that she's very thankful.
And how does she get, like, does she mingle with other celebrities?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, no, actually, no. One time at Venice, she kept on going up to Chris Pine and she kept on going up to being like, I'm more famous than you.
You know, it's interesting because last time she was kind of doing the red carpet was for Don't Worry, Darling, where she never spoke. She never she refused to do all the press, but she showed up physically with her grandma in Venice and walked the red carpet, and that's all they did. And the story, do you know the story behind?
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This movie, A Good Person, Lori?
No, I don't. But I mean, I do. I've seen the trailer.
Right.
I would call it a grief drama. And I know Morgan Freeman is in it.
Okay, so what happens is the Florence Pugh character somehow gets into a car accident and kills Morgan Freeman's granddaughter. So she's grief-stroken. Her life falls apart. But somehow she has to make amends. And some, you know, a friendship kind of kindling between Morgan Freeman and her. And Zach Braff wrote this for her, kind of wanted to, when they were going out, but it ended up after they were broken up, he still wanted her to have the lead role because he said, she's not just an actor, she's exceptional. So I love how he's talking about her in this. So anyway, you could listen to other cuts, but so there was, and it was inspired by some true event.
Well, yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of
there's a true story, and you didn't give any spoilers away.
I didn't.
In the trailer for A Good Person, you get all you
yes.
pick all this
no,
up.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't give away anything.
No, and it is a grief drama.
Mm-hmm. And
is
so
what it is.
What are our other cuts that we're gonna hear about the cutie? Patootie. Mm-hmm.
Well, this one is, you know, the internet went crazy on Oscar night. I don't even know if we picked up on this, or maybe you talked about it, but Florence Pugh presented with Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
And they had, like, people were calling him Flo-field. They had such good chemistry. Apparently, they never met prior to the Oscars. And I don't know if they're going to be in a movie together, but here's Fallon asking her about that.
I saw you at the Oscars. You were fantastic. Again, this is what a movie star looks like right there.
Aww.
On the photo of her and her
buddy Andrew Garfield. And the internet went wild, by the way. They were like, those two should do a movie together.
You know what's crazy is they didn't know that we were doing a movie together. Well, I don't think they did, but this was, I think, a bit of an accident.
Yeah.
Which is even weirder.
They just thought you guys would have a good chemistry together.
They put us together and then... And
you
then
are doing
we it. Are doing a movie together. Don't worry, that's not a lie. We are doing a movie together.
Yeah!
Yes. And I met him the day before in rehearsals and we instantly got along and I was taking the piss out of him and he loved it and he was taking the piss out of me and I loved it. It was great.
I saw you at the Oscars. You were fantastic.
Okay, that was the same. So anyway, I am waiting for the day for her to say... Don't worry, darling.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear? She said, don't worry. You know, we are doing a movie together.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, Florence, one day, please give us that shade.
Just something. But she won't. She's very classy.
No.
And so I just read I read a little bit more about this movie, which really looks good. Because Molly Shannon, now she's doing the rounds. And I mean, I love every time she opens her mouth, she just delights. But
is Molly in A Good Person?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She's in it. And so Zach Braff, who wrote this and directed it, and we know from Scrubs and the former boyfriend of Florence Pugh, explained that he experienced quite a bit of loss over the last several years, including his sister, father, and a close friend. And that's what played a role when it came to writing this film. And so Florence Pugh's character gets hooked on opioids and some other things. And this is all in the trailer. But it just looks like a real good character-driven movie.
I hope it gets good reviews. I would like to just point out, Grant posted the red carpet.
Yes.
I would like you to notice that Florence Pugh is basically wearing the tuxedo bib that Jennifer Beals goes on a date with that...
Michael.
The hot older
yes,
guy.
The
remember,
Michael
it
guy.
Just looks like a bib?
Yep.
Yeah.
So much side boob.
It's so cute, and if I could get away with that, I'd wear it once,
isn't
too.
Isn't that darling?
Very she nice. Is darling in everything. That movie is going to be coming out soon called A Good Person.
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for Hammernick's Interior Solutions. And, of course, we know that we've gotten the message through to you that they can do any work on any home for flooring needs. But they're flooring experts. I mean, they help with any budget, any size. The commercial designers have worked with some of the, I mean, you know these places, Mancini's, the Guthrie, DiGidio's, Mall of America, all kinds of businesses. So they also work with the business aspect. And as always, they're open 7 days a week. They've got the flooring experts and the designers that can help you. You know, what is the room being used for? What the traffic is? And come up with flooring solutions.
And they're wonderful within your budget. Again, upfront 12% discount on all in-stock flooring. And they have the most in-stock flooring you're going to find in the upper Midwest, for crying out loud. They're fantastic. Hammernick's on the west side of town and on the east side of town and at hammernick's.com. Thanks for hanging out with us. Lori and Julia here in the middle of Pick Your Prize-a-rama. Go to mytalk1071 to find out more information about it. Okay, what is the share news that you're dying to share with us? See how I did that?
Yeah, I did. I see you, Julia. Okay, so... I was reading Mansion Global magazine, a magazine that I happened to bring with me.
Where is that? What is in? Is this real estate?
It's actually I read it online. Okay. Mansion Global magazine.
I love the name of it.
Yeah, remember when the first time that we went to Malibu to go to the country market and just kind of see what Malibu was about? We were in town for the SAG Awards and we drove and. Then I showed you right almost as you enter Malibu, there's this huge estate with a gatehouse, and it almost looked like it almost had an Egyptian thing, but there were palm trees.
Yes.
And I'm like, and it's to the left of Pacific Highway. And I said, this is Cher's home. She has lived here since 1989. Okay. And then like last year, she put it up for sale. And we were shocked because I think it was after her mom passed away because she's lived there so long. So I did a little digging in Mansion Global magazine because they have all the high-end listings.
I actually am looking at it right now for, you know, Canadian Rocky Mountains just for $18 million. Nothing on it.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to peek at. So she bought the first... what they called the first little house in 1989 for $2.9 million. And then she built the big villa in 1999 after she lived in the little house for 10 years. And it's built in the Italian Renaissance style. So kind of think of like the pool area at the Bellagio. And it is on 1.7 acres. It's, of course, oceanfront. The big new house is 13,000 square feet with 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms. All the limestone and marble was imported from Italy and France. She had hand-wrought bronze doors. You see them, I think, on the gate of the house. And then all of the hardware and tile was custom from Spain and Morocco.
As one does.
That's right. Of course, tennis court, pool, a huge courtyard, because in the Italian Renaissance, I mean, that's where you have courtyards. And then there's even a gatehouse. So it's been knocked down, Julia. She's knocked $10 million. It went on the market for $85 million, and she's chopped off $10 million, and you can now have it for $75 million. And I think... it comes with a no development clause.
There is, because remember we talked about this, there was also the distance to the road was too close or the distance to the beach, so there was always part of it that was under contention with this Malibu rule. I can't remember what it was, but we've talked about it. But so for $70 million, so the three of us, Grant.
75.
Oh, all right. Grant, you take care of the extra. You've got all of the merch.
Yeah.
We're going to sell that merch for you once one of these guys gets in the Hall of Fame, damn it. We're in.
Exactly. As soon as Joe Maurer gets in, we can buy that house.
No, would you hurry up?
I know, right?
Hurry up. No, so that's something, Laura.
Anyway.
So she's trying to sell that. Like,
you know, and I don't know, maybe it just feels too big. Maybe it feels too far away. Maybe her mom lived, you know, nearby, right, or maybe lived with her. But she's, you know, it's hard to, since 1980, it's hard to leave a home. So I'm always curious. But she's owned other homes in Beverly Hills, right, in Bel Air, in Brentwood. She may own multiple homes, and this is like her beach home. But I do think it has been her main. It's where they have the family celebrations. It's been the house, the family house.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely. So, and I would recommend people go to mansionglobal.com if you want to see.
Isn't it kind of fun?
Oh, it's beautiful real estate. I'd rather, it's beautiful.
Julia, I found it, I'm not going to lie, reading my National Enquirer.
Listen, I love it that you are picking up everything paper, you know.
It's good.
I love it. I picked up Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, my April edition or whatever we call it. And it's the music issue. And I started going through it.
This is cool.
And there's so much in there. And I thought, we've got to have Jane Haugen Olsen on because she is all things music in this community. And there's so many great stories in it. So she's going to be on tomorrow at 3:30 to talk about it. And there's a letter from Chan Poling that he wrote to First Avenue.
Oh,
which is sweet. We'll
it's
get
like a
into
love
it.
Letter, right?
It's a love letter to First Avenue, and we'll get into it tomorrow, but it's pretty cool. Magazines, paper, we love it. We love
we
it.
We do. Okay, well, here's not from the National Enquirer, but from my inquiring eyes. One of the things I do like, Julia, I get a jump on audio for our show. It's basically, Grant has it by the time he comes into work, because I look at everything at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah. In the morning or night?
At night.
It's the best. I wish we could do this all
the
time.
You know, so it's all done, we have an idea for the couch or daytime or what happened. And so yesterday I thought, God, I need to check in with Kelly Clarkson because I DVR her show every day. I just think she's so great on that show. But yesterday she did a cover of a Florence and the Machine song, which I'd kind of forgotten about what a great song it is, but again, I certainly hope Kelly and her covers, I mean, I don't know if this will be on there because that album might be done, but it's the song called Free by Florence and the Machine. So here's, and Grant posted this, so you can see it, but oh, it is so, so great. It just, Florence and the Machine, she's amazing, and Kelly covering this song is amazing. I mean, and
she's
that
amazing.
Is a great song.
I'm grateful.
It just kind of
go ahead.
Building.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so grateful for her for not going on tour, for your pocketbook, Lori, and for my FOMO, because that one I'd have to go to.
Me too. Yeah.
Lori, when we finally saw her, because she'd canceled the state fair one year, and we finally saw her at the Excel, and she was pregnant, I think, in barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm glad she's not touring.
She'll go on tour when her divorce album is ready, which might be 2024.
Right.
No, she's been talking about it more openly, and she is having she and Pink talked about it a few weeks ago. She's pouring her heart out. I mean, they're like, they're going to have to edit and cut because there's going to be so many good songs.
Right. Oh, good.
So
Lord.
That's why she's just putting this cover, however many EPs, you know, I don't know how many songs.
And she's on The Voice right now, and she's got,
she's busy.
She's kind of got a full plate. She's got a full plate going on.
And then Jennifer Hudson was cute. It was just too long to play, but Jimmy Kimmel asked her to sing texts from employees.
She was amazing. I saw it. She's amazing.
Yeah.
You can see how, like Elvis, you know, growing up in the church and singing gospel music, and being able to, you know, read the way, the declarative and emotional way that you, I don't know. It's just, to me, I was just like, oh, yeah. That Jennifer,
she's got a voice.
She started singing in church.
We saw how you snuck in Elvis.
Because Elvis grew up with the gospel music of Baptist Church.
Of course he did.
Same thing.
Of course
didn't
he
you
did.
See Elvis the movie?
Wait a minute, Laurie. Too soon. Too soon. We've been a week.
We were robbed.
We were robbed. No, not really.
By the way,
what?
There's the big, this made me laugh and laugh. Well, first of all, I sent Brittany a copy this morning of somebody had taken a video of we'll just call her a little old lady, a security guard at Glendale. And she was, I don't know if the song was Shake It Off. Well,
she was at the concert for Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Okay.
Working.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
Okay.
But singing and dancing and knowing all the words. But the big thing that happened was that somebody on TikTok filmed an exchange of a mom yelling at some older girls that they were scaring her 7-year-old daughter because all they did was scream and scream and scream.
Oh.
But, I mean,
who brings a 7-year-old daughter?
Well,
I always have a problem with that. But,
but 70,000 people and Die Hard, I mean, if it's a boy, I mean, the people do scream.
Yeah.
So...
Bring the old headphones.
Don't
send Brittany anything else about Taylor Swift.
Don't spend $1,000 on your 7-year-old.
Thank you.
Have them be further away.
Yeah. Bring a friend to that one. That's a great point.
I agree with you.
$1,000 on your 7-year-old.
I know it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, gang. Grant and I watched something last night that you told us about yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, this Bachelor. What is up with him?
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll be right back.
Maybe you're lucky you're going out of town this weekend or pretty soon, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, okay, we're going to have to park our car, leave it there. Be sure, go to MSPAirport.com. You know what? You can book your car, your ramp in advance. You save $2 a day over the drive-up rates. You get a QR code. You're in, and when you come back, you're out really fast because there's a designated lane. Or if you're traveling with kids and you have a lot of gear and you want to be dropped off at either Terminal 1 or 2, park at the Quick Ride Ramp, which is Highway 5 up the Post Road exit. The terminal runs 24/7.
Yes, and that's wonderful. That would be a shuttle, not the terminal. And we just, the other thing about it is we're so lucky. This is the best airport in North America that we have here. Go to MSPAirport.com for all your information. There's so many great restaurants. There's so much to do at the airport. Go early and enjoy yourself before you leave. All right, so Loreen.
Yeah.
Grant and I, yesterday you piqued our interest.
Yeah.
Because we both watched the Boston Strangler.
Strangler?
Yeah.
On Hulu. And when I started watching it, I thought it was a series.
Me too.
And about an hour in, I'm like, I'm done with this episode now. I want to be done and we'll watch the next one tomorrow night. And Jeff's like, it's a movie. And I'm like, it is?
Oh, it is a movie.
It's just a one and done.
Yeah.
So then we suck it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I would agree with you. A little long in the beginning. They took a while to get to the meat of it all. But definitely what I would say, and then you could tell what you think. I didn't know the whole, I've heard of the Boston Strangler.
Sure.
Didn't know the story. So it was really cool for me to learn this whole, the theory behind some of this possibilities. Now, what I say that's different about this one from, let's say, Dahmer was first person perspective of the killer. Whereas like we talked about yesterday, Keira Knightley as these I don't know the other lady's name, but
Carrie Coons,
the perspective of these two reporters, completely different viewpoints, but an amazing perspective on a horrible, tragic experience. And I learned a lot. I mean, I knew that women were treated horribly, but my God, I did not believe.
It's interesting, Grant, because it starts in 1963. And when you take a peek back of it, Keira Knightley is working the lifestyles part of the newspaper where she was just given the task to test a toaster and how she was just curious beyond belief. She had 3 children at home. Her husband also worked outside of the home. And it was very interesting for a woman to be educated working outside of the home in 1963 and how, you know, she had something and the guy's like, nah, you stick to your stuff. And then finally kind of believed her and brought another woman. But how women were treated and also...
But even when they did give it to her, they still stuck it to them.
Yeah.
With those pictures.
Yeah, yeah. There's a twist in it where they just didn't
they never,
think.
Yeah, they really, they pretended to give them credit, but they never really did.
Yeah,
and
it was
terrible.
It was an, it was interesting. Oh. And I guess I don't really know the story either, but there were 13 slayings.
Again, morbid curiosity.
Yes.
Yeah. If it's done well, people do like it. Now, our friend Sandy, she said to me she thought it was pretty good, but she hated that it was filmed in low light,
objects. Grant said the same thing. He said, I was glad it was dark. We didn't watch it till night either.
Yeah, if you watch that during the day, you're not seeing a damn thing. You're not seeing anything.
She goes, I hate to tell those producers, I mean, there was electricity in 1963.
I made the same joke to Lily when we're watching it. I'm like, it is 1963, but right. Every lamp is like as dim as it can be. It's corner lit. Nothing. You couldn't see anything, but I get that kind of fed to the darkness of what the story was a little bit. But if you were watching this midday with your windows open, you might see 10% of the film.
And the journalist's names were Jean Cole and Loretta McLaughlin.
And Jean, I loved her. She had some feist to her.
Was it based on a book?
I
wouldn't be surprised.
The guy Matt something. Hold on a second. Let me just. His name is Matt Ruskins, and what Carrie Coon says, Matt Ruskins somehow knew the daughter of Jean Cole, one of the women that was part of. The Record American, which wasn't even one of the main papers that was getting the scoop on all this, was willing to look at it from a different way and how police departments don't talk to each other and how there's bureaucracy and red tape. And we saw that 9/11. We've seen it with other things.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everyone's caring about their little compartment first.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I really enjoyed it. I really also, you know, as a woman who always worked, there is a real struggle when you are a mother and you're working and that the guilt you feel going to work and like, who's going to do that? And if you want to stay late, how's that, you know?
Yeah.
And not that I ever was made to feel that way by my ex-husband. He was wonderful about it, but it's just, there's this just innate
internal
thing in women.
Yeah.
So they kind of show that, but I was I love Keira Knightley. I love her so much.
She's
and you
amazing.
were in love more with Carrie Coon.
I was, yeah. I really enjoyed it. I just like how when certain parts when she needed, like, Keira Knightley's character did an amazing job as an investigative reporter, but she also needed that person to push her a little bit.
And Lori, the other one, she's you. She's got balls.
Yeah, she kind of...
Bigger balls than
she goes. Yeah, she goes into the office and kind of gets done what's needed to be done. But as a true crime fan, or not a true crime, but Law & Order fan, all those kind of things, what was unique was watching how they documented crime in the 60s versus now. Everything is at the touch of your fingertips. You could type it into a computer and it's all right there. In an interview, they didn't even have handheld recorders. They were sitting there writing down.
Oh, honey, this is how we listen. We learned shorthand.
I know.
We grew up in a different time.
For
right?
me, it was just amazing to see that as a fan of crimes that and I have not watched anything in the past like that. It was a cool perspective.
I would give it a B plus. What do you think? Or B?
I would say B plus. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
have you guys watched the finale of Poker Face yet?
No.
I think it just dropped on Thursday.
It did, yeah. I have not watched it. You?
Okay. Best new TV show.
You really went straight through it, Lori. You loved it.
Well, I haven't watched all of it because it just drops once a week on Peacock. But I was intrigued because there was a cover in the finale of an epic, well-known Bob Dylan song, and I wonder if people will instantly recognize this voice of this. The song is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Okay, I said...
Julia, who is it?
I said Burl Ives or Earl Ives or something. The guy...
Burl Ives!
Yes!
Christmas Burl Ives!
He's got it. I love covers. We love covers! Okay. Oh, Lori, I love knowing that.
Yeah, so you're going to hear that in episode 10. That's not a spoiler, but somehow it works its way into that the song. And it probably, you know, because when does the poker face take place? In the now?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is.
But
and
anyway,
that's on Peacock, Lori, or Paramount Plus?
Peacock.
Peacock. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm behind on that one.
Can I just recap The Bachelor? Is this
Please.
Sex and misery in the fantasy suite?
Does he have
The show
issues?
Started with Zach promising Jesse there would be no sex in the fantasy suite.
Mm-mm.
And so they're in Thailand, Ariel, Gabby, and Katie. He and Ariel, they're very horny for each other. They have a good date, food market. And he tells her, you know, he doesn't want to muddy the situation. He's not going to have sex. Jesse said, you're going to be tempted. Anyway, he sent home somebody. And anyway, we know who he's going to pick based on because he did have sex with somebody.
Do you like him? Are we ready to be done?
Well, yeah, next week it's over, thank God, unless it's Women Tell All.
Ugh.
Anyway, it was a miserable night. Honesty is not the best policy.
There we go. Better. There you go, Lori. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This is Lori and Julia. We are on My Talk. We're going to be right back after a quick break.